Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. The spring quarter entitled Acknowledging God focuses on ways God's people have acknowledged His greatness. The March unit is entitled Follow in My Ways and provides four lessons drawn from the books of Genesis and 2 Chronicles, showing how Abraham and Solomon acknowledged God by following His guidance. This Sunday's lesson is entitled Keep My Statutes and Ordinances, or Getting It Together. In today's lesson, we see God communicating with Solomon after the temple dedication, affirming to him that He has heard his prayers and has accepted the temple as a place of sacrifice and to place His holy name there forever. Then God goes on to say that if He withholds His blessings from Israel or sends something undesirable their way, if the people will sincerely repent, then He will remedy what has been done. He assures Solomon that his eyes and ears will continually be upon the temple and the prayers of the people made there. On a more personal note, he tells Solomon that if he will walk after him as his father David, then he would fulfill the promise he made to David to keep one of his seed upon the throne of Israel. Then he warns Solomon that if he fails to follow him and begins to engage in idolatry, then he would unseat Israel from the land he gave them, and the temple which he placed his name will be ruined along with the nation. And when people see and wonder what happened, the answer will be that they forsook following the Lord their God, which led to their desolation. And things happened to Israel just as God said they would. God is merciful and He is just. Only people should not try God's patience or squander His grace and mercy. For He is the God of if, which means God will do something if we do something. Salvation is not just about citing a few words, joining a church, or even doing good deeds. Salvation is about covenant relation with God, which means walking with Him in order to seek and perform His will for our lives. And though they were warned, this is what Solomon failed to do, and the people usually don't rise any higher than their leaders in their moral behavior. As a result, they forsook God, and God forsook them. The same is true today for all who would claim Jesus as Lord and Savior. It's not so much about the talking as it is about the walking daily with God in Christ. God's mercy and forgiveness is there if and when we need it, just as it was for them, but only for those whose repentance is sincere and God faith-seeking. You can get a better understanding of the lesson by reading the daily Sunday School readings found in your Sunday School book, which can also be accessed through our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of Follow in My Ways. So until then, grace and peace.